Need of the book of Amos. If you need to, do not be embarrassed. Go to that inspired book of Index and find it. Amen. But the book of Amos, chapter number 8. There's a prophecy spoken of here that has always intrigued me. First saved in 1980, my wife and I often reading through the Bible the first time, I wondered how this could be true. When I was a young man, you always left the house with a dime in case you had to make a phone call. And later on, it became a quarter. Amen? Long before cell phones were around, it was hard for me to understand how this would happen, but in this few short years, it's become apparent. What has changed today? We are living in the most exciting time any Christians have lived in. Amen? As we're watching the prophecies come alive. And we're seeing it happen right before our eyes. In chapter number 8 of the book of Amos, let me read for you, beginning in verse number 11. Verse number 11 of chapter 8, the Bible says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I'll send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east. They shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it." You know, we live in a day where there's more supposed gospel on television and radio than ever before. And yet this prophecy is coming alive right before our face. Let's pray. Lord, we love you today and thank you for the opportunity to be here with our dear friend, his wife, and this good church family. But we come to the Word of God now, and we realize, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We come before you, our God, knowing that we need you to give us understanding. We also need hearts to receive your Word. Do so in our hearts today. Strengthen the church by what we say today, and help us today, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I have an opinion about this. I say that up front because it's important. I have an opinion that this verse is fulfilled in two different ways. Number one, there's less true gospel being preached today than ever before, yet there's more being across the airwaves and more churches than ever before. I found something strange here in these last 10 years or so. You travel down the road and you see churches that have all kind of funny names now. Amen? I don't know what they are because they don't put it on the name. I call them peekaboo churches because you don't know what they are until you go inside. Amen? But that's becoming very popular. In fact, I'm finding out calling around that some Baptists are even taking that on and taking Baptist out of their name. Amen? That's a scary thought, isn't it? See, God never told us to be popular. He just told us to be right. Amen? But we live in a day when it's unprecedented how much religion there is in America, but very little true Bible salvation. Amen? I believe this prophecy is going to be fulfilled two different ways. Number one, they will hear less of the gospel. But number two, they will not listen as well to the gospel as in years past. You know, when I was first started in the ministry, there was a God consciousness in the average American. They didn't know anything about it, but they had a respect. When I come to the door, you know, I'm Brother Dumb, so-and-so church, and they would have a respect, not for me, but for the office, for the church, for the Lord. And you may be able to have time to give them the gospel, or maybe not, but they would, amen. I mean, I went door-to-door down in Tifton, Georgia, and you couldn't get down a street without somebody inviting you in. It'd take all day. Everybody said they were saved, but nobody knew how. Now, in Ohio, it's a little different than that, amen? But still, I found that people were open to at least hear the gospel. But by the time I had finished pastoring, they weren't comfortable with anybody come to the door, let alone being a preacher, amen? And their concern was not at all for the gospel, because they've heard so many different things from so many different people, they had not a clue what was right and what was wrong. So there will be a famine of hearing, listening, an open heart. You probably have grown frustrated yourself in family and friends that you want to see get saved, that reject the gospel or don't seem to want to hear it or don't seem to understand when you do talk to them. Amen? Because the Bible does commend us. There is a lack of understanding in the natural man. The Bible tells us that lost people are dead in trespasses and sins. You can't revive a dead man. Only God can. So when you witness, if they'll receive the Word of God. You know, I've read accounts where atheists have determined to take the Bible and read it and prove everything wrong. And many of them end up getting saved. Because the Bible is its own commentary, its own power in God's Word. Amen? And yet you find people who will reject God's Word. They're scared of God's Word, actually, because they will not receive it. That is America today. It's not that the churches aren't as strong in witnessing or trying to get the Word of God out. It's simply our society has changed. And what has changed us the most is the internet, cell phones, and the television set. Now, I'm not against any of those, okay? I'm not here to preach against those things. I'm telling you, the devil has more avenues right in the hearts and minds of people than he ever had before in those electronic devices. Amen? And he has changed America to a place where I don't recognize the country I grew up in the 50s. Amen? I don't recognize it at all. Isn't that scary? Well, if you read your Bible, Jesus said these days would come. The blind will lead the blind, and both will fall in the ditch. Amen? From the beginning, the Word of God was discredited. You remember when the devil came to Eve, say, yea, hath God said? The first thing he did is what he has been doing the whole time, discredit God's Word. Amen? And Eve, when she answered, actually added to the Word of God, said, don't touch it. Amen? Don't look upon it. She had added to God's Word. That's a problem, isn't it? Satan knows that he can win this battle if man falls into disbelief. Amen? If they're betrayed. Look with me for a moment in the book of Job, chapter number 1, if you will. The book of Job, pardon me, Job chapter number 1. In Job chapter number 1, Job chapter number 1, look at verse number 8 with me here, Job 1:8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a perfect, upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Hast thou blessed the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land? But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he'll curse thee to thy face. God gave permission to Satan to do so. Amen? And Job struggled, yet he would not deny God. What I'm saying is this, Satan's labor is to depress you and I. Amen? He is to hurt our feelings. Amen? If you've been a member of a Baptist church for any more than 5 years, you know what hurt feelings are. I was telling our pastor down there in Florida, he can preach on some topics that usually upset people. They don't upset our people because just how he does it. Me, I'd tell him the title and people got upset. He can do the whole thing. I don't know how he does it. Amen? But maybe that's why he's pastoring there and I'm not. But we're living in a day where people's feelings are tender. Aren't they? Well, Job knew what it was to face these things from the devil. Look in verse 21 here. Job chapter 1. Look down at verse 21. It said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Look in chapter 2 and verse 3. And the Lord says, Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? You know, I hope God never says that to Satan about me. Amen? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect, upright man, one that feareth God, escheweth evil still. He holdeth fast his integrity, although thou provokest me against him to destroy him without a cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, he'll curse thee to thy face. Satan goes as far as God will let him to try to discredit you and I, to try to hurt our feelings. Amen? Well, look at verse 9. Down to verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. That'd be depressing, wouldn't it? If your wife said that to you. But he said to her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? Shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Oftentimes, we as God's people will look at our situation and we will become depressed because God has allowed us to go through some things we do not understand. And yet Job's attitude there should be ours. We're going to receive only good at God's hand and not evil. Amen? Here's the key. God has a will for your life. Life is like a corn maze. Amen? And God wants to direct you through that life because here's going to be the result. You're going to prove to your family and friends that being saved is better than being lost. Amen? You're going to prove to your family and friends it's better to have God on your side no matter what you face than it is to face it without God. And that will draw more people to Christ. Amen? I remember when I was starting a church, I worked in a grocery store there in Yorksville and doing receiving. And a man came from Borden to deliver milk. And he stopped partway through and he came up and said, you're a Christian, aren't you? Well, I didn't wear a John 3:16 hat or have a Bible verse on my t-shirt. Amen? I said, well, yes. He said, I could tell. All of a sudden, I wondered, how'd he tell? Maybe I better be careful. Amen? I mean, that opened my eyes to something. People are watching. Amen? When they know you go to church, they're watching. They're watching for some kink in your armor. So they can say, uh-huh, it doesn't work. Amen? And you know, we all have kinks in our armor. That's why we have to go by faith. Amen? The problem is, Amos said, the day is coming when there will be a shortage of hearing God's Word. There'll be a shortage of a true Word of God being preached, and there'll be a shortage of people who are willing to hear. I have been in so many churches that were built in the 60s and 70s. They built huge auditoriums. Amen? I was just in a church the other day. Had an auditorium. Their old auditorium would seat 400 people. The new one they had built after that would seat 800 people. They had a big school building and gymnasium. And it was wonderful. But then everything went the way things go. They sold the school building, moved back into the old auditorium, which is beautiful, and had about 70 people. A good pastor doing the work, fulfilling God's work, amen? But here comes in this pastor going to try to fill that auditorium up. So what happened? Why, if we had 800 people, where are they now? Amen? Well, I'll tell you, this much I know. I can't judge their salvation because I can't see their heart. God does. Amen? The only thing I know is what I experienced. When I got saved, I never had anyone from the church come and say, if you'll come to church this Sunday, we'll give you a hot dog. Amen? I never one time had my girl say, Dad, are we going today? Why? I don't know. That's what I experienced. I wanted to go. In fact, the first thing they had after I got saved was a youth meeting, and I went. I thought you went to everything. They said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I just thought you went to everything. Amen? I didn't know. I was kind of dumb. I've remained that way for some time now. Amen? But what a blessing. What I'm trying to tell you is, yes, we're in a different day. Yes, it's harder today than at any other time. Amen? Because you're seeing the end time come alive right before your eyes. Soon, God will call this church home. I don't know when. It could be a year, it could be 10 years. I don't know, it could be 100 years for all I know. But I believe it's going to happen soon. Because everything I read in the Bible is happening. Amen? I see it right before my eyes. And I know this. Then the last days, perilous times will come. Isn't that what the Bible says? Men will be lovers of their own selves, covenant breakers, boasters, all that. Amen? Unthankful, unkind. You don't think so? Drive on the roads. You know, I used to have a problem driving. If I stopped and somebody beat the horn at a stop sign, I had a problem. Now, I've been able to temper it down since I got saved to this, but I would just take off very slow. Amen? Now, you don't know, if you see my truck out there, I have scripture signs on the back. My wife reminded me, "You have scriptures on the back, you shouldn't." Amen? And then I'd have to confess that to God. Amen? I don't do it anymore because they'll shoot you. Amen? I mean, I'm all for having guns, but dear Lord, they'll shoot you in a heartbeat anymore. Seems like. Somebody asked me one time when we lived in the fifth wheel, said, "Do you have a gun?" Now, I'm not against guns. Amen? Not at all. But I'm living in a 40-foot fifth wheel with my wife 24-7. I don't want her to have access to a gun. I'd have been done for, brother. Amen? I mean, is this a day or what? Have you ever turned on the TV, the news, and not heard somebody was shot today? Amen? This is a crazy different day. Everything the Bible says people will be, we're seeing it right before our eyes. Amen? And this is not a day to back up. This is a day to keep the plow in the ground and keep that furrow straight. Amen? Keep sowing the Word of God. That's ministries like ours and other good printing ministries all over the country. They're going as full tilt as they can to get the Word of God out because we know time is limited. Amen? And I promise you, paper does not sit on that dock very long. That press is running high speed all the time. And the need and the desire is more than we could ever fulfill because there's still a lot of good missionaries. Amen? And they need the seed to sow. You realize your church will never be able to talk to everybody in town. So how do you get to them? Well, with a gospel tract. Or John and Romans. Amen? You can get that word out to people. That's how I got saved. If you don't think gospel tracts work, I got news for you. That's how my wife and I got saved. Was from gospel tracts. Amen? You know why? Because my heart was open. Now, that day is here. There's a dearth in the land. Saying we've been in 2,500 churches, I could write you a book. Many good churches. You say, what about the other ones? I could write you a book. I won't, but I could write you a book. Amen. Listen, yes, there's less than there used to be. Amen? But that's no excuse because God hasn't wavered a bit. He's still on the throne as powerful as ever. Amen? And He still directs us to preach the gospel to every creature. Because the gospel is what they need. You know, the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15 is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And according to Romans 6, to get saved, you have to die, be buried, and rise again. Not physically, but spiritually. You enter Christ's death. You enter His burial. And you enter His resurrection. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's what salvation is. Amen? And I got good news for you. If you would say, I don't know that I'm saved. Well, the good news is you can be. Amen? All it takes is an open heart to know you're a sinner. And the only way you can know you're a sinner is God's got to show it to you. That your works will not get you to heaven. And be willing to admit that to God. and call upon His name, and He'll save your soul. Because God desires for you to get saved. You're here and you're saved. How about your faith in eternal security? I call it everlasting life. You know, Baptists struggle with everlasting life from time to time because their faith gets weak. But you know the greatest thing? God never fails. You know how I got assurance of my salvation? It wasn't from my pastor. Amen? The way I got assurance of my salvation is I spent all night one night in the book of John and the book of 1 John reading and praying and reading and praying. And when I left that room in the morning, I didn't see a 90-foot Jesus. Amen? When I left that room in the morning, I could say with the Apostle Paul, I know whom I believed and am persuaded He's able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day. What did it? The Word of God. The Word of God gave me faith. And I know because of God's Word. Not because I'm perfect. Don't ask my wife. It's not because I'm perfect. Amen? It's because God is able. That's where your faith comes from. Amen? So, yes, we live in a different day. Yes, it's difficult. But to whom much is given, much is required. Just stand your ground. Read your Bible. Share your faith as you can. Amen? And make sure you support your pastor. Have you got a good pastor? Hey, there you go. That's good. There you go. I just had to ask him, I thought. You know, I don't maybe somebody stand up and say, oh, he's a booger, buddy. Amen? But they all said you're a good pastor. Amen. Support your pastor because, listen, it's a tough day to be a pastor. Amen? There's a lot of pressure on preachers today. And I see them. Somebody will come in town. They'll go around and ask people, what do they want in a church? And they'll open that church. They'll call it some funny name. They'll have a workout room and a coffee shop. Amen? And they'll bring them in and make them feel good about being a sinner. And they'll fill that place up faster than you can ever imagine. Amen? And what do? Don't worry about it. Keep the plow on the ground. Keep going as you know is right to do. Amen? Because God is still able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we ask and think. Let's pray. Father, we love You today and thank You for the opportunity. Help Your people, God. It is a difficult day. There's no doubt about it. And yet, Father, when we see difficulty, we know we serve a God who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we ask and think. Please have Your will and Your way today as the pastor comes. In Jesus' name.